Energy is one of the hidden costs of farming. Pumps, cold storage, tractors, and processing units all rely on fuel or electricity. Traditionally, this meant dependency on diesel or grid power, both expensive and polluting. But renewable energy is changing that equation. Solar energy has become a game changer. Solar-powered irrigation pumps reduce electricity bills and free farmers from the uncertainty of power cuts. In Maharashtra, farmers using solar pumps report saving thousands of rupees each year while ensuring timely irrigation. Bioenergy is equally promising. Crop residues and animal waste, often treated as waste, can be converted into biogas or biofuel. This not only supplies clean energy but also reduces stubble burning, a major cause of pollution in states like Punjab. The benefits extend beyond economics. Renewable energy lowers greenhouse gas emissions and strengthens the food supply chain by making farming less dependent on fossil fuel price fluctuations. When energy becomes cleaner and cheaper, agribusinesses gain both sustainability and competitiveness. It is no longer about choosing between environment and profit. The two go hand in hand. Along with energy, the way we treat our soils also matter. Let's now look at minimal tillage and its role in preserving the earth beneath our feet. For decades, farmers plowed fields deeply, believing that loose soil meant better crops. But science now shows the opposite. Excessive tillage destroys soil structure, kills microbes, and accelerates erosion. Minimal tillage is the sustainable alternative. By reducing disturbance, the soil retains its natural structure. Microbes and earthworms flourish, creating channels for air and water. Organic matter is preserved, improving fertility over time. In fact, farmers practicing minimal tillage often see soil carbon levels rise, an important step in fighting climate change. Minimal tillage also conserves moisture. With less exposure to sun and wind, evaporation drops, making crops more resilient in dry spells. For example, in Madhya Pradesh, farmers who adopted zero-till wheat cultivation reported higher yields with lower irrigation compared to conventional method. Another major benefit is erosion control. Plant residues left on the soil surface act as a protective lever, reducing runoff during rains. Over time, this builds stronger, healthier soils that require fewer chemical inputs. Minimal tillage is a lesson in humility. Sometimes doing less allows nature to do more. Having explored soil and energy, let's tie together the bigger picture with key takeaways and future outlook. Sustainability in agribusiness is not one practice, but a system of interconnected actions. The journey we have seen so far highlights three major takeaways. First, integration is key. Organic farming, water conservation, renewable energy, and biodiversity together create resilience. Isolated efforts may help temporarily, but true sustainability comes from linking these practices into a single system. Second, sustainability delivers both environmental and economic benefits. Preserving soil health reduces input cost, conserving biodiversity supports productivity, and eco-friendly practices meet rising consumer demand. The global organic food market, for example, is expanding at double-digit growth, showing how sustainable aligns with business opportunities. Third, the future is innovation-driven. Precision agriculture, AI-based water management, and climate-smart seeds will accelerate adoption. Certification will ensure credibility, while consumer awareness will create stronger markets for sustainable products. The future of agribusiness is therefore not just about producing more, it is about producing wisely, with balance and responsibility. But while we look ahead, we must also confront a pressing challenge: climate change and its growing impact on agriculture. Climate change is no longer a distant warning. It is here, reshaping agriculture daily. Rising temperatures, irregular rainfall, and frequent extreme weather events are making farming more unpredictable than ever. Farmers now face variability in yields. Too much rain one year, too little the next. In Bihar, farmers who relied on paddy cultivation saw crops damaged by floods in one season and droughts in the very next. Such swings make planning and investment extremely difficult. Water scarcity is another challenge. With hot summers, evaporation rates rise, leaving less water for irrigation. This forces a shift towards less water-intensive crops and smart irrigation systems. Climate change also brings new pest and disease pressures. Warmer conditions extend pest breeding cycles and expand their geographic reach. Traditional chemical solutions are proving less effective as pests evolve resistance. Finally, extreme weather, cyclones, floods, storms disrupt entire supply chains, damaging road storage and transport, cutting farmers off from the market. Agribusiness today is at crossroads. Without adoption, risks will multiply. And with innovation and resilient strategies, we can still secure the future of food. To understand this challenge better, let us look closely at how climate change is altering crop yields and farmer livelihoods. Agriculture depends on stability, yet climate change has turned rainfall and temperatures unpredictable, creating sharp fluctuation in yields. Irregular rainfall leads to drought in some areas and floods in the other. In instance, farmers in Maharashtra often delay sowing because the monsoon arrives late, only to face crop damage when rains turn excessive later in the season. Temperature extremes are equally damaging. A sudden heat wave during wheat's flowering stage can slash yields by 15-20%. Conversely, unseasonal cold snaps have ruined mango and grape harvests in western India, hurting both farmers and exporters. For agribusiness, such variability increases procurement risk, disrupts contracts, and inflates prices. For farmers, it means unstable incomes and higher debt. The way forward lies in climate-resilient crop varieties and data-driven decision-making. With drought-tolerant seeds and weather-based advisory, farming can regain a measure of predictability. If yields are under threat, water scarcity becomes an even sharper challenge for the future of farming. Water scarcity is now one of the most critical challenges in agriculture. Rising temperatures speed up evaporation, while unpredictable rainfall reduces the recharge of aquifers and reservoirs. In central India, borewells that once supplied water year-round now dry up by March. Crops like sugarcane, paddy, and banana, traditionally profitable but highly water-intensive, are becoming harder to sustain. This forces farmers to shift towards less water-demanding crops like millets and pulses, which may not always command premium prices. The result is economic stress along with ecological strain. But solutions exist. Drip irrigation, sensor-based scheduling, and community-level farm ponds can drastically improve water use efficiency. Agribusinesses that champion these technologies will not only secure production, but will also gain competitive advantage. Alongside water scarcity, rising temperatures also fuel the spread of pests and diseases. Warmer climates are creating ideal conditions for pests and diseases. Pests breed faster, expand into regions that they never existed before. Diseases flourish under changing humidity and temperature. Locust outbreaks in India and Africa showed how unusual weather can trigger pest explosions. Similarly, the pink bollworm has spread widely in cotton under high temperatures. Meanwhile, fungal infections in wheat and rice are becoming more common, threatening food security. The traditional pesticide-heavy approaches are proving less effective as pests develop resistance faster. The solution is innovation and integration. Biological controls, pest forecasting tools, and climate-resilient crop varieties must replace over-reliance on chemicals. Agribusiness investing in such solutions will protect both farmers and consumers. Beyond crops, climate change is disrupting the very supply chain that connects farms to the market. Climate change disrupts not just production but also the movement of food. Extreme weather, floods, storms, droughts, damages storage roads and transport networks. For example, during recent cyclones in coastal India, highways were submerged and entire truckloads of bananas and mangoes were lost. Farmers could not reach markets and retailers faced shortages. Such disruptions inflate logistics costs and erode trust between suppliers and buyers and destabilize the contracts. Agribusiness reliant on just-in-time delivery models are particularly vulnerable. The solution is resilience, decentralized storage, climate-proof infrastructure, and digital logistics tracking. By diversifying procurement regions, companies can ensure continuity even when one area suffers. But the impact is not limited to crops and markets. Livestock too faces rising climate stress. Livestock provide milk, meat, and livelihoods, yet animals are equally vulnerable to climate change. Heat stress reduces milk yields, fertility, and weight gain. Dairy farmers in Gujarat have reported up to 20% declines in milk output during peak summers. Water needs also increase sharply, straining already scarce resources. Feed quality falls as changing climate reduces forage growth and nutrition. Meanwhile, warmer and more humid conditions accelerate the spread of animal diseases. Adaptation is possible. Shade structures, improved ventilation, climate-tolerant fodder varieties, and nutritional supplements all help reduce losses. Agribusiness that supports such measures protect both farmer and incomes and food security. Livestock health is no longer just a farmer's issue. It directly affects national nutrition and rural economies. To address these threats, climate smart adaptation strategies are becoming vital. Adapting the climate risk requires a combination of technology, knowledge, and risk. Knowledge and risk management. Resilient crop varieties, drought-tolerant, food-resistant, or heat-tolerant seeds help stabilize yields in extreme conditions. Advisory services, powered by weather forecast and mobile apps, guide farmers on when to plant, irrigate, or apply pest control. Access to real-time information reduces the guesswork and boosts productivity. Financial tools like crop insurance act as a safety net. They give farmers confidence to invest even when the risks are high. At the ground level, practices like contour bunding, intercropping, and water harvesting further reduce vulnerabilities. These strategies, when combined, create a model of farming that acknowledges uncertainty yet prepares for it proactively. Sustainable land and water management is where adaptation becomes action on the ground. The goal is simple: keep every drop where it falls, slow the flow across the field, and keep leaving cover on the soil so that it stays fertile and stable. Contour bunding is a classical example. By shaping gentle embankments along the natural contours of a slope, rainwater slows down, infiltration increases, and runoff falls sharply. Over time, that means deeper soil moisture, fewer nutrients lost, and more reliable yields, especially in hilly or undulating terrain. Next is farm ponds, small well-lined reservoirs that store excess rain for later use. In dry spells, they become the farm's insurance policy for life-saving irrigation. Many farms layer additional benefits on top: sediment traps upstream to keep ponds clean, fish culture to add new income stream while the pond rests between irrigation cycles. On cropland, intercropping spreads risk and strengthens the soil health. Pairing cereals with legumes covers the ground more completely, reduces erosion, and fixes nitrogen naturally. The living roots feed soil microbes, improving structure and water holding capacity. When combined with mulching and precise scheduling of irrigation, these practices reduces the thirst of the field and stabilize output despite erratic weather. Sustainable land and water management is not only about a single heroic fix, but a set of practical habits that add up, protect soil, diversify crops, quietly restore season after season. With field level practices in place, scaling them needs the right enablers, supporting policy and smart innovation to drive adoption across regions. Government policies and technological innovation form the backbone of climate resilience. Policy support through subsidies for drip irrigation, renewable energy, and insurance encourages adoption. National missions like India's National Mission on Sustainable Agriculture are designed to mainstream such practices. Technological innovation, ICT tools, precision farming, drones, and data analytics gives farmers the ability to manage risk with scientific collaboration, with scientific precision. Collaboration is also vital. Researchers, policymakers, and agribusiness must work together to transfer knowledge and scale adoption. When farmers are supported by strong frameworks, adaptation becomes easier, faster, and more impactful. The future of agribusiness resilience will depend as much on supportive governance as it does on innovative technology. Beyond policies, sustainability also depends on conservation, protecting the very natural resources that farming relies on. Conservation is the foundation of sustainable agribusiness. By protecting soil, water, and biodiversity, conservation ensures that productivity can be maintained without destroying the resources it depends on. As resource pressure mounts, conservation practices become essential for resilience and profitability. They reduce erosion, safeguard water availability, and preserve biodiversity, all of which directly enhances the yields and long-term farm stability. Conservation is not charity, it is business necessity. Without it, agribusinesses faces the risk of declining productivity and rising cost. Let us now explore some specific conservation techniques for soil health, water management, and biodiversity. Conservation happens at multiple levels. Soil conservation practices like terracing, cover cropping, and controlled grazing reduce erosion, build organic matter, and preserve fertility. Water resource management through drip irrigation, rainwater harvesting, and precision scheduling reduces wastage and secures supply during dry periods. Agrobiodiversity conservation ensures resilience, protecting indigenous seeds, varieties, and establishing seed banks safeguard genetic diversity, which is vital against climate variability. Preserving traditional farming knowledge also enriches biodiversity and strengthens the local resilience. Together, these practices create farms that are not only productive but also future ready. Water resource management is about turning scarcity into security. Agriculture consumes nearly 70% of the world's fresh water, and without careful management, both farms and cities suffer. The key lies in using water efficiently, storing it wisely, and matching its use to the needs of crops. Efficient irrigation is the first step. Drip sprinkler systems deliver water where it matters most, directly to the roots, reducing evaporation and runoff. Farmers who adopt these methods often find that they can grow the same crop with 30-40% less water. Rainwater harvesting is equally critical. Collecting rainfall in tanks, check dams, or percolating pits builds local reserves. In drought-prone areas, this storage supplies with critical dry water in weeks. The real transformation happens when these practices come together. Efficient irrigation to reduce demand, rainwater harvesting to secure supply, or community farming to manage resource fairly. The result is not only higher farm productivity but resilience for the entire community economies. Managing water is only half the story. Conserving diversity in crops and seeds is equally vital for resilience. This brings us to the agro-biodiversity conservation. Agro-biodiversity is the genetic library of agriculture. Thousands of seed varieties, crops, and traditional practices that humanity has developed over centuries. Conserving this diversity is essential for resilience in the face of climate change, pests, and shifting consumer needs. One key approach is protecting indigenous and heirloom seed varieties. These seeds, adapted over generations to local soils and climates, often perform better than modern hybrids. Seed banks are another pillar. By storing and exchanging seeds, communities and institutions ensure that rare varieties are not lost. Farmers gain access to a wider pool of options, which becomes critical when climate extremes demand new traits. Equally important is preserving of traditional knowledge. Documenting and reapplying this knowledge strengthens farms and resilience. Agro-biodiversity is insurance for its future. Just as investors diversify portfolios to reduce risk, farmers must preserve multiple species and seed types to reduce their vulnerability to stocks. When diversity thrives, food security and rural livelihoods gain strength. With soil, water, and biodiversity addressed, let us now look at how forestry and pasture management extend conservation beyond croplands. Forests and pastures are critical parts of agriculture ecosystem. Sustainable forestry balances timber harvesting with regeneration and conserving habitats and storing carbon. Pasture management through rotational grazing prevents overgrazing, maintains soil cover, and improves livestock productivity. Healthy pastures support both animals and ecological balance. Agroforestry integration brings together trees, crops, and livestock, creating systems that are more biodiverse and resilient. This practice protects ecosystems while directly enhancing farm productivity and profitability. Conservation is not just about practices. It also depends on policies, communities, and collective action. Conservation succeeds when policies and communities align with farmers' effort. Government programs like India's National Mission for Sustainable Agriculture provides financial and technical support for conservation practices. NGOs often act as catalysts, connecting farmers to resources and promoting farmer-led conservation models. Community-based initiatives are equally powerful. When villages collectively manage water, seeds, or grazing lands, the results are stronger and more sustainable than isolated efforts. Sustainability, at its heart, is a shared responsibility that requires cooperation at every level. These efforts bring not just ecological gains, but also economic and social benefits. Conservation delivers long-term productivity by maintaining soil fertility and water availability. Farmers enjoy consistent yields while reducing reliance on expensive external inputs. Environmentally, conservation minimizes erosion, cuts chemical use, and protects biodiversity. This reduces agriculture's footprint on ecosystems. Market also rewards conservation. Certified eco-friendly produce often fetches premium prices, building farmer incomes. Conservation-based enterprises create rural jobs, strengthening local economies. In short, conservation is both profitable and sustainable. It creates economic value while safeguarding nature. To embed conservation deeply into agribusiness, companies must integrate into daily operations. For agribusiness, conservation cannot remain an afterthought. It must be woven into operations. This begins with assessment, where companies evaluate ecological risk and identify priorities. The next step is implementation, adopting targeted practices such as soil conservation, water harvesting, biodiversity enhancement. Monitoring ensures that these practices are effective and adaptable, while reporting builds transparency with stakeholders and consumers. When businesses actively demonstrate conservation, they not only protect the environment but also strengthen brand value and consumer trust. With this foundation, let's close with the key takeaways and future steps for sustainable agribusiness. Conservation is not optional, it is foundational. Integrating soil, water, and biodiversity practices into agribusiness sustained productivity and resilience for the long term. Collaboration is critical. Governments, communities, and businesses must work together to scale conservation impact. Innovation too will continue improving techniques and making them more accessible. The future of sustainable agribusiness lies in continuous investment, economic, social, and ecological. Farmers and businesses that embrace conservation will find themselves better prepared to meet consumer expectations, market challenges, and environmental uncertainties. With that, let us bring this chapter to close. As we conclude Chapter 9 on sustainable agribusiness practices, one thing is clear. Sustainability is not a separate branch of agriculture. It is the root that nourishes the entire tree. From soil health and water conservation to renewable energy, biodiversity, climate adaptation, and conservation, we have seen how every aspect connects to create resilience. This is not just about protecting nature. It is about protecting farmers, securing supply chains, and meeting the growing demands of consumers who want safe, eco-friendly food. It is about creating agribusinesses that are not only profitable but also ethical and future-ready. The journey ahead will demand innovation, collaboration, and continuous learning. But the rewards, stable farms, healthy communities, thriving ecosystems, are worth every effort. Thank you for being part of this journey. Together, let us commit to building a future where agribusiness grows, not at the cost of the environment, but in harmony with it. Thank you. This is Vaibhav Saman from Rewasa Farms.